post-match interview.
Thank you for that, Benny. As we hit the phone and we get down into the Optus Stadium rooms where Brad Close has been good enough to join us. Brad, thanks for your time. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, and Mark Neild with you from the K-Rock Hub. Hopefully somebody will lend you a charger for your phone.
Yeah, they did actually in the end. Sorry about that, boys.
That's all right. Yeah, talk to us about, I suppose, everything that's gone on from your perspective. You got on the plane yesterday afternoon, left Melbourne, flew into Perth. When you get to Perth, you find out you've got to go into a lockdown once you get there. What's it been like for the last 24 to 36 hours for you guys?
Yeah, it has been a crazy couple of 2 days. Stuck in the hotel for most of it, but the club were good with sorting us out, and we prepared pretty well heading into the game at the end anyway.
Yep. It seems like, and Chris Scott said this as coach, he said you're anywhere, anytime team in any situation, and you proved that with the Port Adelaide performance about a month ago. But same again, you know, you get thrown different challenges off field, but it doesn't impact what you do on the field.
Yeah, that's it. I think if we show up and play the same way each week, we know that we're going to be in with a chance to win. And I think it just makes it an even nicer.
Yep. From your perspective, talk to us about what you liked about the Cats' performance tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was a full team effort and four quarters as well. The way the backs let the charge down back and then kept the ball moving forward. And it was good to see a lot of goal kickers in the end.
Brad, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Just 2% left on the phone there. What were you playing, a bit of Donkey Kong today, or what was chewing up your battery on your blower?
No, I'm not too sure. Might be just time for a new one, I reckon.
You reckon you've just worn that one out?
I think I've just worn it out, yeah.
Are you still living with Jake Colajasny?
I am living with Jake. Thought tonight was his night for a goal.
Yeah, so we're
on the 50, but
do you talk to him and say, look, you know, is there any chance you might be able to help us out up forward, or does he ever get the opportunity? We had an opportunity late and he just didn't really want to get forward. It seems a bit confusing. Do you sort of get stuck into him?
A little bit, but I've been trying to help him out too. We've got a little code. If I get one a bit too far out, I'm going to look for him for a little handball. So hopefully we get the chance in the next few weeks.
It must have been really pleasing to go over there tonight, and we heard Sam Menegola say that Fremantle are building a team. They're still young, and they've got a few areas to improve, but they don't give you much. They're a hard team to play against, and to come away with a 69-point victory and comprehensive, basically, from midway through that first term must be really pleasing.
Yeah, for sure. I thought we really beat them around the stoppage and in the contest. Right from the start, and we sort of snuffed them out early and were able to sort of run away with it in the end.
What about your own game, Brad? You're still very young in terms of games played. Your quick hands and your ability to think quickly, do you see that as your one would? And obviously you're just going to get better with the more games you play.
Yeah, I think for now I've sort of having little disposal games, trying to make the most of each and every touch that I get, trying to be clean, and also trying to hit the scoreboard as well. And I guess it all starts with pressure for our small forwards.
We're speaking with Geelong youngster Bradley Close. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Brad, well done tonight. A couple of questions I've got for you. The first one was about absolute domination by your team in terms of the uncontested marks and the amount of time you guys had the footy in your hands. It just seemed as if that short 15 to 20-metre kick, changing the angles, was something that you went into the game and you planned for it and you executed it. Was that the case, or was that just the way that the game eventuated for you?
I think we always try to use the footy well and get those shorts and, I guess, make the opposition defend for long periods of time. And I think in the past we've sort of relied on the long down the line too much. So I think tonight, we use the footy well by foot and we're able to get those short shifts and better looks inside 50.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the way that it appeared from where we were watching the game. Another thing that was quite evident, and you mentioned it about the pressure around the ball, but also the pressure from your small forward. So, you know, yourself, Luke Delhouse, Sean Higgins all played a part. There just seemed to be a number of repeat inside 50s off the back of your work. Again, was that something that you were aware of? Fremantle weren't too bad last week in moving the footy from their back 50 to the front 50. Was that discussed during the week as well?
Yeah, I think for a lot to use it out of their back half, so we knew we'd get the opportunities to get some rundowns and some tackles. And yeah, I thought Lukey Dowhouse really led that from the first quarter, and Grant and Higo as well also, their pressure was really good.
As you probably know, Brad, we're back into a five-day lockdown here in Victoria. Is there any change to you guys coming home? Has there been a different thought pattern or that you're aware of? Or are you just back to Geelong and start preparing for the Tigers as if you're playing them here next Sunday?
Yeah, I think just for now we're heading back to Geelong and, yeah, obviously looking to prepare for Richmond with a little break in there as well.
Will you get some time away from the club?
Not exactly sure what our plans are yet. I think we're just taking a few days by days, obviously, with the situation back home. So, yeah, we'll see when we get back.
On a personal note, our records say that you're still unsigned for next year. Is that correct? And if it is, where are you at in terms of negotiating a new deal with the club through your management?
Yeah, currently unsigned, but we don't have any issues at the moment. Obviously, love being at the Cats and want to keep it that way. And yes, in negotiation still, and I'm sure that'll be resolved when the time comes.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you loving the number 45? Is that for life for you? Obviously, the man who had it before you, Cameron Ling, previously made a great reputation. And I'm guessing you're enjoying probably having Blitz as a locker mate and wearing the long sleeve 45.
Yeah, absolutely. Love having the 45 in the back, and hopefully, I can keep in it for a few more years.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully that's a nice 2 or 3 year deal with an extra zero on the end of it for you, Bradley. You've been playing some wonderful footy. We've really enjoyed your evolution. And next time you play the Dockers too, we'll have you for first goal kicker, because that's now 2 from 2 against Freo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think that's right, actually. About a year ago today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, no, it was good to call your first goal, and we got to call the first one tonight. It was a cracker. Well done. Really appreciate your time. We'll let you go and charge the phone, and enjoy your night in Perth, and safe travels back to Geelong.
Thanks, boys.
Bradley Close joining us here from down in the Optus Stadium rooms, where the Cats tonight have had a 69-point win. Post-match interview.